Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
34243.
And what is your first and last name?
Alan Goldsmith.
Thank you. And verify your address as well.
4115 66 Place East, Sarasota, Florida.
And taking a look at your account, I see that you placed an order for a height watch. How can I help you?
No, I placed an order for a free item that I was sent some sort of incentive for. And now it appears you're trying to charge me money. You charged me $55 today, and I need you to end this and refund me my $55. I don't even know what this was. It was supposed to be a free offer that you sent me. There was nothing in there that said I was going to be signing up for a subscription or for any additional cost. So how do I stop this, or who do I have to call to stop it immediately?
Okay. Well, once you do place your order, once you did originally place the order for the shipping and handling of $5.97, the terms and conditions did state that you will be signing up for a 14-day trial, which starts from the initial day you placed the order to call in and cancel or to let us know any feedback upon receiving the product. And if we do not hear from you within your trial,
so there was nothing in the information that you sent me that implied I had to do anything else. And you sent me stuff, and you never, there was nothing in there that implied I had to do any further communication to you. So I need this ended. This is totally a fraudulent activity.
Okay. Once you do go outside of the 14-day trial, you're billed the full retail price of the product.
I don't really care what you think you're saying. That's not what I signed up for. You have no agreement for me to do that. So I need you to end this. What do we do to end this, or what more trouble do you want?
Okay, well, it's a one-time charge. You will not be billed. You will not be billed for anything else.
I'm not going to pay $55. So I have directed my credit card company to end this charge. Now we can end it easily, and you can put through a refund, or I will call them and tell them that you are fraudulently charging me money.
Okay, so you said that you already contacted them?
They told me to call you first before we go into a fraud activity, but if you would rather it go into fraud, we'll go to fraud. Which is your preference?
Okay, well, sir, what I can do for you, due to the misunderstanding of the terms and conditions, I can go ahead and issue a refund on the account, and you'll receive that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I need something sent to me indicating you're sending me, that you're refunding me my money.
Okay, you'll receive an email confirming that.
Within the next 48 hours.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what else do you need? Because I don't want anything from you. I don't want to have anything to do with this product, whatever this product was. It was supposed to be, you indicated it was some free thing. There was nothing that said I was paying a penny for this. So you'll get me something in 48 hours indicating that you are refunding my money, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what else do you need?
That'll be all, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.